KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some light fog, 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a man was critically injured and a teenager died during a rollover accident Tuesday night in Shelby County. Authorities say 17-year-old Anna Eggers of Avoca died after being ejected from and pinned beneath an SUV that rolled over at around 8:30 p.m. west of Shelby. The driver of the vehicle, 22-year-old Eric Henley of Shelby, was thrown about 60 feet from it as it rolled. He was listed in critical condition, transported to the hospital in Harlan, and then flown to a trauma center in Omaha. Officials say Henley was driving a 1999 Ford Explorer westbound on Shelby County Road F-66 near the intersection with Elmwood Road when the vehicle topped a hill, went out of control, and rolled numerous times before coming to rest in the South Ditch. The accident remains under investigation. A traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County resulted in a man's arrest on drug and other charges. Sheriff's officials say 57-year-old John Richard Mullinex of Red Oak faces charges that include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, unlawful possession of prescription medications, possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying weapons, and OWI drugged first offense. His arrest followed a traffic stop for speeding just before 2 a.m. in the 2100 block of Highway 34. Mullinex was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County K-9 Unit and Red Oak Police. A woman who's been arrested numerous times before in Red Oak was taken into custody again Tuesday evening. Red Oak police report 45-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak was arrested in the 500 block of East Market Street at around 6 p.m. for contempt of court, failure to appear on an original charge of criminal mischief. Oliveras was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday a Messina man was arrested Monday on a theft charge. 34-year-old Aaron Lee Lattice was taken into custody for theft in the third degree. Lattice was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday on $2,000 bond. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced to 12 years in prison for improperly touching two granddaughters of his former girlfriend. The Daily Nonpareil reports 66-year-old Gary D. Nixon pled guilty on July 30th to one count of third-degree sexual abuse and one count of indecent contact with a minor. Nixon will serve 10 years for the sexual abuse plea and two additional years for the indecent contact with a minor charge. Along with serving 12 years in prison, he'll also have to participate in the sex offenders treatment program and register as a sex offender for 10 years. Nixon was arrested November 19, 2014. According to a criminal complaint, two granddaughters of his longtime companion told family members that Nixon put his hand under their clothes when the girls were visiting their grandmother. The younger of the two victims told officials of the Department of Human Services that Nixon had touched her inappropriately on Christmas during her sixth grade year in 2012. The younger victim told DHS officials that Nixon touched her where she didn't want to be touched 10 to 12 times from 2009 to 2012. After hearing about the sexual abuse of her two granddaughters, Nixon's girlfriend of 20 years evicted him from the home. The state of Iowa originally charged Nixon with felony second-degree sexual abuse, which carries a 25-year prison sentence. In addition, he was originally charged with two counts of indecent contact with a minor, but his guilty plea dismissed one of the two charges and saved Nixon 2 years behind bars. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday his officers responded to a disturbance late Monday evening and arrested a man on drug charges. At around 8:30 p.m., officers were called to 301 North 14th Street, where male and female were arguing. Taken into custody was 27-year-old Brandon Donald Akers, who resides at that location. Akers was arrested for illegal possession of controlled substances without a valid prescription and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $1,000 bond pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Robert L. Hubert, age 79, of Panama, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Hubert will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lori Ann Moore, age 52, of Missouri Valley and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Lori Ann Moore will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Donna Devilbiss, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Donna Devilbiss will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And Jeff Tigas, age 49, of Defiance, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Jeff Tigas will be celebrated Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Willie. And that is a check of our news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.